I'm my dad's lone helper as he squats, sweating under the sun, fixing up the most recent vandalism inflicted on us. My dad suddenly complains of a sting. He tells me to slap the mosquitoes. I am annoyed. I'd rather be watching Transformers, G.I. Joes, or at the Franklin Library, learning the difference between cockatrice and basilisk, Perseus and Theseus, or any white knight, having adventures far, far away from here. Ain't that some shit? Viet refugee in Phillips, who once got in trouble in second grade for drawing jet planes with Vietnamese flags shooting down American ones. The white teacher trying to understand why. The other kids calling me ungrateful, looking at me like I was an enemy. And I still wanted to be white. Now, this was years before I learned the words colonized, internalized racism, years before I would critique assimilated Asians, selling books about how the greatest oppression Asian Americans faced was not racism and colonization, but their own tiger parents. This was well before I understood that the melting pot was more of a fire that erased everything it burned. Suddenly, my dad jerks in the heat, curses in Vietnamese, and hollers for me to look around our hood like it's the DMZ for a shooter. He swears it's not mosquitoes. Someone must be shooting a BB gun at his back. I am ashamed. Why does my dad see the enemy hiding everywhere? Why does he insist the bullets have found him here, finally, in Phillips, safe from the Communist Party? I want my dad to just be normal, not yell in his foreign tongue that everyone is out to get him. I am sure they're just mosquitoes, but I'm too scared to say anything. Even when I see dull lead fragments sticking into his brown skin, I didn't want to believe him, even as I helped him wash his wounds. You need someone to care for your life, or at least your dignity. On that day, my dad had neither. Just a son who believed in invisible mosquitoes more than the evil of men. This is my oldest betrayal, that I believed my dad could not discern between mosquitoes and BBs aimed for his back, just another gook who could not understand what caused him pain, who does not even know how he is being hurt. They say we're all equal, but we're the ones standing here with the history of our father's blood on our hands.